From Hollywood comes your all-star Western theater, starring America's great Western singers, Coy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. Our guest today is that famous cowboy comedian, Smiley Burnett. This is Cottonseed Clark, and here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear that coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, make him show his stepping pride out on the Texas plains.
I want to hear the thunder as it booms and rolls. I want to feel the rain in my face. 1,000 miles from your city life, drawing a cowhand's way. I want to sleep at night neath the stars above with a cold moon shining down. I want to cook my coffee over cactus coals 50 miles from town.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear that coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, make him show his stepping pride out on the Texas plain. Java from an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear that coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, make him show his stepping pride out on the Texas plain.
Today, we have on our guest star corral that famous funny man of the film, and we know you're going to be happy to give a rousing welcome to a return visit from America's great cowboy comedian of the Western strain, Smiley Burnett. Our guest star is heard in a Western comedy epic entitled Good Acting Done Cheap. Heard with him will be Foy Willing as Jim Slowey, Al Slowey is Foy Dean, Jimmy Dean is Al Willing. Joe Forte will be heard as Mr. Duke, while Miss Helen Gerald will be referred to as Miss Birdie Bell Voorhalter. Your announcer's voice may be recognized as Birdseed Bartholomew. Johnny Paul will be the sheriff. Smiley Burnett will play himself. As our story begins, we find Foy, Al, Jimmy, and Birdseed trying to make a success of their ranch, the Bar B.B., named for a pretty neighboring girl, Birdie Bell Voorhalter. The Bar B.B. is located near Lizard Ridge, halfway between Blowgord and Chapultepec, 25 miles from Newhall. A telespatch has just arrived at the ranch, and its contents have everybody excited.
Oh, this is where the Say, boy, this is great. Read it again, Jim.
It says here that my client, Smiley Burnett, and I will arrive at your ranch this afternoon with the idea of leasing your property as a location site for Smiley's next picture. Signed, Duke. Agent, manager, and guardian for Smiley Burnett.
Boy, you know, this is what we've been waiting for.
You know, maybe Smiley's already got his cast picked out for the next picture. We might not have a chance.
You know, maybe so, but, you know, if we go about it right, we can convince him that we're just what the doctor ordered.
I'm the leading man type myself.
Now, look out. How much you figure we ought to charge him for using the ranch, Jim?
Well, if we can get $1,000, that'll pay us out of debt.
Well, don't scare him off with money.
Oh, no. If we want to get in the pictures, we can't afford to do that.
Sure can.
Man, oh, man, I can see myself now on the screen, just picking and singing my fool head off.
And me kissing the girl.
And the hero kissing me.
And me kissing the horse.
Mr. Burnett, on behalf of us all, welcome to the Bar B.B. Ranch.
Yes, sir,
well, thank you, ladies.
Hold it, Smiley. Remember, I'll do all the talking.
But I just want...
No, Smiley, remember our contract. You may say the wrong thing. Boys and young lady, on behalf of my client, we accept your welcome.
That's well, good. Get right out and make yourselves to home.
We'll get right down to business, of course.
That's what I always say. Get
right... Smiley. All right, boys, we have a little business to transact, and we haven't long to stay. Smiley, while I look over the ranch, you stay right here in the car.
All right, Duke.
Shut up.
I didn't say...
Shut up. Boys, I'll just roam around and look the property over. Smiley, remember, don't say a word while I'm gone. It might be used against you.
All right, Duke.
Shut up. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Smiley, it sure is nice to have you with us.
Mm-hmm. We want to know more about your picture.
Mm-hmm. Reckon the cat's got his tongue or something.
Well, that's right. You know, his manager told him to keep his mouth shut and not to say a word to anybody.
Well, look, Smiley, we won't tell anybody. If you want to say so, you want to say something, will we, guys?
No.
Will you promise you won't tell Duke?
No.
Well, then, good for you. I'll talk. Say, you folks really make me feel at home.
Okay. How about singing a song for us, Smiley?
I'll be proud to. I got one rope to sell.
Do you write all them songs you sing?
No, but I sing all the songs I write.
Oh.
Yes, I've written songs for Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra and Andy Russell and Dick Hames and Riders of the Purple Sage.
The Riders of the Purple Sage?
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
You mean you write songs for all those famous singers?
Oh, sure do. They don't ever sing them, but I write them anyhow. I wrote Annie Laurie.
You did?
Yep, she didn't answer me, but I wrote her anyhow.
Say, Smiley, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Sure would, anything. What is it?
Would you mind holding your arm straight out from your body like this?
You mean like this?
Yeah, that's it.
I'd be proud to.
Yeah.
Now, just a minute. Why did you want me to do that?
I just wanted to see that pot with a handle on it.
How about that song, Smiley?
All right, here's one called Everybody Makes Me Feel at Home. I go out with good intentions. I wind up with apprehension. Everybody makes me feel at home. Now, I may not be such a smarty, but I'm the life of every party. Everybody makes me feel at home. Folks don't send me invitations, treat me like they're poor relations. But then just to spite them, I go just the same. I mean, well, they won't believe me. Host and hostess glare and freeze me. Everybody makes me feel at home. Movie stars are restful creatures. I snore loudly through four features. Everybody makes me feel at home. Now once my friends had come to see me, now my old dogs try to treat me. Everybody makes me feel at home. Oh, how are you, dear Mrs. Dunning? Your new dress is simply stunning. I can't resist a query. Didn't they have your size? When I'm free with my suggestions and I ask some personal questions, everybody makes me feel at home.
That was fine. That was sure fine. Say, who are you going to have in this picture you're fixing to shoot?
Well, don't rightly know yet, Birdseed, because the Duke ain't decided.
You mean he does all the hiring?
And the firing. You know, you boys are pretty good singers, judging from that song you were singing when we come up here.
You know, we got to figuring, Smiley, how nice it'd be if you filmed your picture here on our ranch and let us all take part.
Yeah, well, now, that suits me to a T. I tell you, though, you'll have to ask the Duke for an audition.
You think he'll do it?
Well, if he has time, he keeps pretty busy keeping my mouth shut.
Uh-oh.
Hey, here he comes now. Remember, I ain't said a word.
Well, boys, I'm mighty pleased with your ranch, and I might even go so far as to say that my client's next picture will be made here.
Oh, well, good for you, Duke.
Provided we can reach financial terms that are satisfactory.
Well, how much do you think you could pay us for the use of the place, Mr. Duke?
Pay you? Why, my dear boy, surely you're jesting.
Well, I don't understand.
On behalf of my client, I'll make myself clear. We expect you to pay us.
Pay you?
Oh, now look at here, Duke. You can't do
that. Smiley, what did I tell you? Don't answer.
But, Duke...
Shut up. What? I know how you boys feel, but you must think of all the publicity it'll give your ranch to have a great star like Smiley Burnett.
That's me.
Shut up. Film a picture here.
But our cattle can't eat publicity.
Do you have goats on the place?
Yes, but...
Then you're in luck. They'll eat anything.
Well, let's see here now. Frankly,
now,
I don't...
just a moment. I can see that right now this transaction is going to take longer than expected. Smiley, maybe we better stay overnight and try to show the boys the error of their ways.
Well, good.
Shut up.
Mr. Duke, we was also wondering if you might take time to give us an audition for Smiley's pictures.
Yeah, how about that?
An audition?
Yeah.
Why, certainly. Of course, there'll be a small handling fee, but...
Now, Duke...
Shut up, Smiley. I'll tell you what, boys. Prepare some script and rehearse your gang... And tonight we'll hold auditions right here at the ranch.
Now, wait a minute, everybody. First of all, we want to figure out what parts we want to play. Then we'll practice, and when night comes on, we'll show Mr. Duke what real actors can do.
Yeah, I want to be a leading man, that's me.
Oh, you ain't the type.
Well, I beg your cotton-picking pardon. You can't do that to me, man.
Now, here's what we'll do. Birdie Bell, you be the girl.
Now, that's a right novel idea. She's going to be the girl.
Old Birdseed will be here in a minute with a script he's been writing on. And in the meantime, we'll practice our singing.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. Let's try I Learned to Love You Too Late.
I learned to love you.
Some more. Say, here comes old Birdseed now.
And Smiley's with him.
Yeah, I wonder how I got away from the Duke.
All right, kid, say I've got written a story here to earn all stories. We'll make that Duke feller just sit up and take notice.
Yeah, that's a humdinger of a story, too, boy. Old Bird keeps to write them. Did you ever write anything before?
Oh, sure, I've written lots of stories.
I don't ever remember seeing your name tacked on any of them.
Oh, well, you see, Smiley, when I write, I use a nom de plume.
Well, you'd get it done a lot quicker if you'd use a typewriter.
Oh, no.
Say, Smiley, how'd you get away from the Duke?
Oh, that was easy. The Duke, he locked me in an upstairs bedroom, and old Birdseed here, he got a ladder, and we eloped through the window together. I sprained my ankle, though. There wasn't no rungs in that ladder.
Say, Smiley, this is a good script. You know, it gives me an idea.
Well, good. What's on your mind?
It's very simple.
Oh, I know that, but what's on it?
Well, here's what we'll do. We'll have you act out the story with us tonight, Smiley, and we'll do a regular play for the Duke.
Well, tell me what the story's about, quick.
Well, it's about a cattle thief played by Smiley Burnett, the star.
Yeah, that's me.
Shut up.
Well, it don't make sense to me of making a cattle thief a star. Making the star a cattle thief.
Oh, but this cattle thief is a good boy. He brings home anything he steals to his mother.
Oh.
All right, fellas, let's start rehearsing. Nice to come in.
All right, let's go.
What I'm going to do, boys, and ordinarily I wouldn't make a confession like this, but since you boys are so nice about everything, I may consider shooting a picture here on your ranch and not charging you one red cent. Oh,
that's mighty nice of you, Duke, but we feel like we could pay you something.
Well, if you insist, just as a matter of good faith, suppose you give me a deed to your ranch.
Oh, now look here.
Smiley, careful or I'll take away your bubble gum.
Oh, don't do that.
Look here, Mr. Duke, we're all ready to give you our audition.
Well, and how about letting Smiley help us?
Well, ordinarily, I don't make a concession like this, but if he'll promise not to utter a word, except what's written in the script, I suppose it'll be all right.
Oh, gee, thanks, Duke.
Shut up. You know, I just can't help being big-hearted.
Well, what I want to know...
Smiley, people don't ask questions where I come from.
Because nobody knows the answers.
One more remark like that, and to bed you go. Don't cry now. You know, folks, you might say I've raised Smiley from babyhood, and I have to protect him.
Well, I guess that's just natural.
Just natural. Yes, just natural. You see, when Smiley was a baby, everybody said he was hideous. But I had faith in him. And the age of one, he began to grow. Then he grew some more. And on he grew and grew.
Yeah, boy, am I gruesome.
All right, I'm all ready for the audition. Light, camera, roll 'em. Action.
Mr. Duke, our opening scene is the living room of Miss Tessie Pearl Thigpen, played by Miss Birdie Bell Fuhlhauser. Her boyfriend, Limrod Lancaster, is called to pay his respects and discuss the ways and means of capturing the cattle rustler, Vertigo Varicose, played by Smiley Burnett. They've already discussed their rustling problem, and Tessie Pearl, in a moment of mad, impetuous haste, reaches over and turns out the lights just behind the soupçonnière where they're sitting. And Limrod says to her,
"That's all right. Turn out the lights if you want to. I'll take a hand. I'll go home."
But Limrod, my darling, you don't understand.
I ain't no fool. I can tell when I'm not wanted.
Oh, Limrod.
Then suddenly there comes a light rapping at the door.
Turn on the light. Someone's at the door.
Or if I can find the doggone light switch in the dark.
Just take three steps forward and turn right. Here, I've found it. Now answer the door.
Answer the door? It ain't said nothing.
Oh, never mind, Mr. Lancaster. I'll get it. Yes?
Ma'am, I am Verticose Varicose.
The cattle thief?
Yeah, that's me. I just thought I'd drop by and see if you had any cattle you wanted me to steal.
No. We have a good stock at hand at the present.
Oh, well, just in case you need my services, here is my card. I steal cattle from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh? And what do you do at night?
steal chicken.
I'm afraid you've come to the wrong place, Vertigo. Besides, don't you know the law is looking for you?
Oh, them lumpheads don't bother me none. I ain't scared of nothing while my grandpa was in the bottle of Bill Run.
That's bull.
It's the gospel truth, and I can prove it.
Just the same, Vertigo. They'll get you some of these days.
Yeah, they'll get me over the strings of my lonesome guitar.
You mean you're a guitar picker?
Yes, sir. I'm one of the best. One-handed, too. Believe me, boy, when I'm cornered, I can sing my way out of it. Just like they do in their moon pictures.
In that case, I guess we're all licked, Vertigo.
There's someone at the door.
I recognize that knock. It's the sheriff and his men.
Uh-oh. Hey, quick, hand me that trusty guitar.
Here you are, Vertigo.
Don't you give it to him, Tessie.
Oh, my heart tells me yes. Take it, Vertigo.
Thank you, Tessie. That's good. Now open that door. Let them farmers in here.
All right, here goes.
You're forgetting there. I'm holding in my hand here, Sheriff.
A guitar.
That's right. Drop them guns or I'm going to start singing.
No, don't. We know when we're licked, Vertigo. Drop them guns, man.
Stand right where you are.
Easy with that guitar, Vertigo.
My picking finger is getting nervous.
Now, look here, Vertigo. You win this time. If we ever catch you without your lonesome guitar, you're licked. No! Don't do it!
Don't come another step closer, I'll sing.
But, Vertigo, you mustn't. My mama don't allow no music playing in here.
Be reasonable, man. After all, we're only human.
Well, Tessie's mother's defied me. Don't allow no music, huh? You mean mama don't allow no music played in here, huh? Well, what do we care what mama don't allow? We'll play our music anyhow. So mama don't allow no music played in here. Oh, mama don't allow no guitar playing in here. She don't allow no guitar playing in here. But we don't care what mama don't allow. We'll play our guitar anyhow. Cause mama don't allow no guitar playing in here. Oh, mama don't allow no fiddle playing in here.
Oh, mama don't allow no fiddle playing in here.
But we don't care what mama don't allow. We'll play that fiddle anyhow. Oh, mama don't allow no fiddle playing in here. My mama don't allow no accordion playing in here. She don't allow no accordion playing in here. But we don't care what mama don't allow. We'll play that accordion anyhow, cause my mama don't allow no accordion playing in here. Oh, mama don't allow no bullfiddle playing in here. She don't allow that doghouse playing in here. But we don't care what mama don't allow. We'll play that bullfiddle anyhow, cause my mama don't allow no bullfiddle playing in here. Oh, mama don't allow no music playing here. She says we don't want no music in here. But we don't care what mama don't allow. We'll play that music anyhow. Oh, mama don't allow no music in here.
Boys and young ladies, this is sensational.
Do you really like it, Mr.
Like it? I loved it.
Then do we get a job in Smiley's next picture?
Oh, you sure
can. Smiley, hold your tongue.
I can't. It's slickery.
Shut up. Now, boys and girls, it's the greatest combination I've ever discovered. Writers, actors, singers, musicians, and a ranch to boot. It's a wholesale discovery.
When do we go to work?
Just as soon as we can move our equipment out here from Hollywood.
And that'll be...
Shut up.
How much money will we make?
My dear girl, surely you're jesting.
What do you mean?
Well, I expect you to pay me all of you. After all, I can't spend my time a genius making stars out of you for nothing.
Well, how much will it cost?
Well, give me the deed to your ranch, and I'll let you work in the first picture, and it won't cost you a cent.
Oh, dude, you can't...
Smiley. Of course, there'll be some cost to you, renting costumes, makeup, etc.
Oh, we don't mind that. No, anything.
You can't do that to these chicks.
Shut up, Smiley. I'll do the talking.
I've taken all I'm going to take off of you, you big loudmouth.
Smiley, down.
Down, I say, sit down.
I'll do no such a thing. Hand me that guitar, Bertie.
Hey, I'll smile.
Oh, no. No, Smiley, not that. Anything else but not the guitar, please.
You've been asking for this for a long time, Duke, and now you're not gonna get it.
No, Smiley, the whip. Anything but the guitar. Hit me with a crowbar, but don't play. Please don't play the guitar.
You've been asking for this long enough, I'll tell
you. No, Smiley. Yeah. Have mercy, don't sing.
Mono,
I know I'm licked.
Playing here.
Take him away. Take
him away. No music playing
here. Have mercy. Oh, I can't.
Thank you, Smiley Burnett. All names and places heard in the preceding drama were purely fictitious, and any similarity to persons living or dead is strictly coincidental. Our guest star will return in a few moments, friends and neighbors. Now, here is Foy Willing returning with our guest star, Smiley Burnett.
Well, Smiley, this is the fourth trip to the All-Star Western Theater for you.
That's right, Foy, and I've enjoyed every one of them more than you know. I hope this won't be the last.
Well, the guest star Corral Gate is always open to America's great cowboy comedian. And by the way, folks, the new Smiley Burnett record album for children is terrific.
Well, that's mighty nice of you. And thanks to all of you folks for being so nice to me.
Goodbye.
Smiley Burnett. Here they are, folks, men of the West from out of the West with real songs of the West. America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage singing, There's an Open Range Ahead. Boy.
Some folks will spend a lifetime searching far and near. Or something that's always been waiting, waiting for them right here.
If you like a lot of room around to roam in, where any place you stop your heart's at home in, if you like to see a campfire in the gloaming, there's an open range ahead. If you like the sound of lazy cattle lowing, where miles of sage and tumbleweeds are growing, then it's time you knew the only place you're going is an open range ahead. Up in the sky, keep a bright sun shining. Out in the west, let a clean wind blow. Here in your heart, there will be no fighting for somewhere else.
From Hollywood, you have heard your all-star Western theater, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. Our guest has been Smiley Burnett. This is Cottonseed Clark.